Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Jabless, Shabbat, Shalom, Shendet Salam, Shabbat, Wayesheb, Sabbath, and he dwelt and he sat up, was seated up, Shabbat, Wayesheb, Yehyehyeh, Shendet Tekemeteh. Yes, I, Rastafari. Shabbat shalom, Chavarim, Chavarim.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Kulatanya, Edame Yemibad, said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abra, the kokboch samayin asget, kohulum ahayin asaye, meskel abra, the kokboch samayin asget. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, you must scan here in the season. Here we're at the ninth sabbatical study, ninth, born, birth. Here we have the history of the patriarch Yitzhak resumed and introducing Joseph. So here in the season, reason for the season, also Hanukkah, also in this season, this time right here, the coat of many colors. Here we pick up with Genesis chapter 37. Verse 1 to Genesis chapter 40, verse 23 in the prophet's reading. We have Amos chapter 2, focus verses 6 to chapter 3, verse 8. And in the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan reading, we have Matthew chapter 1, focus verses 1 to 6, as well as verses 16 to 25. So here we have Yosef, we have the dreamer. Right, we have the time of dreams here, even in the season, the winter moon, the winter months. And so we introduce Yosef here in the Torah reading and feedings. Yosef, Yawasaf, Joseph, his dreams. He had these dreams of greatness, but also Joseph, our brother Joseph, is sold by his brothers, by his brethren. We have Judah and Tamar. Joseph and Potiphar's wife, and the dreams of the two prisoners in Mitzrayim and Kemet in Egypt. So here, judgment on Yisrael coming from the prophet's reading in Amos chapter 2, verse 6, and Amos chapter 3, verse 1. Israel's guilt and punishment. Interesting the connection we have of Joseph, the owner of the dreams, the dreamer, his brothers, the coat, of course, the coat of many colors, Jacob, the patriarch right here, he loves Joseph, he loves Joseph much more than all his other children. He gives him these responsibilities, gives him this coat of many colors. Joseph happens to have this phenomenal gift of dreams, these visions that come as dreams, and he shares them, and the jealousy right? The envy and jealousy of his brothers, to the point that, according to the narrative, according to Torah, his brothers sought to slay him. But he being speared by ones like Reuben, as well as by Judah, Yehuda, he is sold into bondage. He's sold into servitude. Ones like to say slavery, but Slav and slavery, this is all a 400-year, you know, it's a 400-year kind of word game, word matrix. Before it was servitude. The servitude could be a good servitude, like one is an employee, right, or work for someone. They have benefits but responsibilities. Or it could be bond, you know, like rigor, service with rigor. The other term is like a bond servant, like when ones and ones are captured, you know, like in a war, then one has to serve the next tribe, the victorious tribe. But in other cultures, this whole thing about servitude and the nowadays a Gentile word of slavery, right, is two completely different things. We need to note that right there. Although in ancient times there could be service and servitude and bond service with rigor, right, this here brings the idea of slavery or slavery as we get to know it in the past 400 plus years. But slave, the root of that comes from Slav, Eastern European people, and there's a whole other, you know, rabbit hole, so-called, to go right there to bring that out. But here we have the brothers basically seeking to kill their own brother because the envy and the jealousy of that brother. And many of Ionized Rastafari have seen, like, Yosef or the Joseph type, even in the life, the liberty, and the testimony of Burhana Selassie, a.k.a. Bob Marley. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here in the season, the winter moons, the winter months, it's a time of dreams, and this is a time, the winter moons, the winter months, a time of visions and dreams. And here in the Torah reading and feedings, we find a lot of that here in the next couple of Torah reading and then feeding. Significance, both the time and the season where we read, we study, we feed on this sabbatical bread, this manna, this angel's bread, and also the season that we are in, as well as some of the subject matters, the reasoning, the points of reasoning right here, here, here. But here in the season, coming in from the cold, the winter moons, the winter months, may the eye them have, you know, the natural fire and the eye vine fire, the intellectual fire here, here, here for the season, the reason for the season, coming in from the cold here for this Shabbat, Y-Yesheb. And he dwelt and he was seated up. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Only him. abuse you or even take advantage of you. But I know there's only one God, and he sees and he knows everything. If you believe in him, let me see some hands.
Thank you. Do you know him? Got to know him. Reach out to all the youths, the ghetto youths, all the thugs. Changing the ways, hear me, I tell you. What?
Woke up this morning, heard some people crying. Someone had died last night, and still lying in the streets. I heard it on the radio, I saw it on the late night.
Yes, the earth is the Lord's fullness. Oh, that's what I heard about.
Psalm 92.
Yes,
it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Yes, I, the psalm for the Shabbat day.
The heaven is here, the glory of God, and the firmament show it, he's on the work. The heaven is here, the glory of God, and the firmament show it, he's on the work. Sabbath day, the seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. What do we keep? We keep the first day. What do we keep as the Sabbath day? We keep the first day. Who changes? The Catholic Church. Who changed it? the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What are we commanded by the third commandment? By the third commandment, we are commanded to keep the Sabbath day holy. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Who changed it? Is it the Catholic Church? They change it. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, and not Sunday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, and not Sunday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The Sabbath day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The first day is Sunday. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is to remember the holy day, which is the Sabbath day. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday.
Yeah. His Majesty said unity and only turn on. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place which get them all, we call we high and I go out. Sure. You find your place in a light. You feel so different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Ben Bella, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, Ben Bella, oh Shabbat Shalom.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat Shem Av Wahabain Ruach Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom, and hear, give ear. Hebrew first words here for this ninth Rastafari sabbatical study and here for this Shabbat strong. Vayeshev, also enunciated by other Yehudim as Vayeshev, but Vayesheva, they were enunciated Vayeshev, but Afro-Semitically, properly pointed, we point it as Y-Yesheb. And he dwelt and he sat and he was seated up. Hear, give ear, Shema Yisrael. Ethiopia hoy simi yi, Jehoshanim azin bi Shema. Here for the first words, here picking up with the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis chapter 37. Here we have the history of Jacob, the patriarch of Ya'ikob. The history of Ya'ikob resumed. Here for the Hebrew first words, Genesis chapter 37, verse 1. Vayeshev Ya'ikob be'eretz migurei avio. And Yaakov and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei avio, be'eretz Canaan. And Jacob, Yaakov, dwelt. Vayeshev Ya'ikob, and Jacob sat up, was seated, enthroned, dwelt. Vayeshev Ya'ikob, and Jacob dwelt. Be'eretz migurei avio, in the land. Be'eretz migurei, of his sojournings, the sojournings of avio, of his father, Abio, Migurei Abio, the sojournings of his father, Be'eretz Migurei Abio, in the land of his father's sojournings, KJV says, wherein, in the land wherein, his father was a stranger, Be'eretz Migurei Abio, in the land of his father's sojournings, Be'eretz Kana'an. Be'eretz Kana'an. In the Eretz, in the Eretz, in the land of Kana'an, in the land of Canaan. Here, 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 Hebrew first words here for the ninth Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding the manna in this Shabuah. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei abiyo be'eretz Kana'an. And Yaakov dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of his father's sojournings, in the land of Kana'an, in the land of Canaan.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a waff. The little island full of bass. When I pay the staff, and world war kick off. And more life a loss, we make more price a cost. We make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass. Holiday. I'm not conquering lion when I come here, so forget the feet. Give them a break. Holiday.
I know. Rewind and come back, selector.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. Cause ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross.
Hey, send me to life.
When me take a breath, so me kick back and I meditate on. Me realize that something a go on in a mankind, so me have to go take a look. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath, me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath, me have to drop down from me knee. Cause when me take a breath, yeah, when me take a breath, take a breath, me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a breath, take a breath, when me take a breath, me see that world, yeah, I want to flee. So when me take a breath, me go a wedding, me see the bride, me look, but me couldn't see no tea. When me take a breath, me see no fish from me land, but me look, and me couldn't see no tea. When me take a breath, entertain and blind themselves, just forget little publicity. When me take a breath, me never know a demon could have been said till one day when me hear Tommy, when me take a breath, when me take a breath, me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, me a feet up to God for me knee. So when me take a breath, yeah, when me take a breath, take a breath, me can't believe the thing me I see. So when me take a breath, take a breath, when me take a breath, me see the world, yeah, I want to flee. So when me take a breath, young girl of the hottest hairstyle and can buy diaper for the pygmy. When me take a breath, politician want more property, while the poor can buy a cup of tea. When me take a breath, no heart is a board like a word. Before Europe I make money. When me take a breath, the only man the Christian bow to, and Jesus son of the Almighty. Yo! So me take a breath, then another look. Then me take another steer straight in the holy book. Me see why God wrath till the place shook. Come and worship anything, cow, goat, Twitter and Facebook. Me not trust size. Sometimes me wonder if me hide them off the right. Who did ban black, how come you turn white? And if you homophobic, how come by your skin man a right? When me take a breath, yeah. When me take a breath, take a breath, me can't believe the thing that when me see. When me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath, me have to bust down palm me knee. Now when me take a breath, yeah, when me take a breath, take a breath, me can't believe the thing that when me see. When me take a breath, take a breath, when me take a breath, me see the world, yeah, I want to flee. When me take a breath, me know the word never fail, fire child born iniquity. When me take a breath, God have mercy upon we, please change the unholy. Now when me take a breath, me know one life we have, you better be who God call you to be. Now when me take a breath, me get old and go a funeral. And when me looking at the coffin of me, when me take a breath, so me basically I tell you, say, one life we have to live. It's appointed for man to die once and then come. You know the rest. If you don't know the rest, Google the rest.
Google it.
Learn the rest. Heavenly Waves Production. Long time, Mr. Shout it out. So the thing go. When me take a breath.
Cool than cool. Cool than cool. Speak the truth and do it ever.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, And yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles. And since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Black and proud,
tell the world,
fearfully and wonderfully made, and wonderfully made. And wonderfully, me tell you, black and proud, proud to be black. Me no bleach me face and me no dye me no few shit. Black and she proud and she naturally, yeah. She no put in no implants cause she born with that. Yo, me no bleach me face cause me love how God make me. No dye me no cause me love how God make me. No chase me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love. She no do no to me to cause she love how God make me. No put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. See up on the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how me love how God make me. Your people inspect me. Look how me trash all Jesus Christ dress me. And all the girl them out and road still a text. But my girl text them but yes the Lord really bless me. Them all a do anything to impress me. Tummy tuck and evil plastic surgery. Breast implant and buttocks implant. What next them a go plant on the young lady. I know your hands them black like the Wesley. And your face white like the Elvis Presley. You are bleach, road white bleach for you so sexy. Black is beautiful, yes black is beautiful. You tell me now bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Now dye me nuts cause me love how God make me. Now chase me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Don't know to me to cause she love how God make me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear body parts and straight say them sexy. Black and me proud of me. You have self-esteem, girl, no confidence. You know you look good and need no compliment. Now watch a kitchen on your face because I impaired the rent. You rather feel single and live under a tent. Cause you don't go put up with domestic violence. Cause God send you dump on a big assignment. Now boy can't treat you like you don't have no sense. Cause you could be the next black president. Look out for the bully, them and the fake friend. Nobody make nobody tell you to kill yourself. Cause we only have one life to live. No make space and tell me jump over on a bridge. Yo, me now bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Now dye me naps cause me love how God make me. Now chase me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. She now do no to me to cause she love how God make me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear body parts and we say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Yo, me now bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Now dye me naps cause me love how God make me. Now chase me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. She now do no to me to cause she love how God make me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear body parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Black and proud.
Not that I hate you first. You're the first line of my hate. I hate all white people. White people are rotten. And black people are just like them. Because you've made them just exactly like you. They walk like you. They talk like you. Everything they do is like you. They want to be you so much. They love your woman more than you do. They know your mind better than you. They wear your clothes. They didn't even learn to wear your shoes. You take them out of the jungle, and you want to make them into a man. Why couldn't they be left to be God? Why do you want to make them into a man? In the jungle, they were God. Africans are smart, aren't they? See, over here, everybody thinks them old black people are just dumb old colored folks. But they're not dumb old colored folks. They're very smart. They're very aware. And their capacity for fear is three times what yours is.
Young, gifted, and black.
Your heart to what I mean in the whole world.
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know. And, you know, all it needs is people who keep it down for either die out of the earth or something.
What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States?
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know, not to settle down this developing up yourself having a prejudice thing to it. It's just that we are people with our own history and culture, we can educate ourselves. I mean, we are the first creators. So we have to really, everything we see on this earth, yeah, the black man make it. And I'm saying that the white man don't make some. But all wisdom comes from the black man.
You know, a lot of young viewers look up to you and are going to want to hang on every word and every syllable. Do you have a message for young people?
Well, you know, the whole thing again is to really check out the truth of Rasta and don't make, like, follies in. Don't make it check it out. And don't get too busy that you can't check out the truth. Because the truth is there. And Africa awaits its creators. And we know that the people in the West, headwise, them ready, you know. Them have to learn, come learn. What them learn in the West, them have to care to them people, make it be a benefit to the people. Because, I mean, how long must the black people suffer? And these are people, you know. And then we have our own culture, we have everything. We don't shatter anything. We have everything. Plus, we have a land that no one is living there. And we must go home to it. And when you go home, you can build all of these big buildings if you want. I mean, if you miss a city, build a city. You know what I mean? If you want a car, you can get a car. I mean, I don't see the big thing. One time America was, you know what I mean, maybe used to have lots of all what I call it, all sort of thing I walk through. Africa is a peaceful place. Then we want to fool black people, but it's a jungle and blah, blah, boom, boom.
Where have you been in Africa besides Ethiopia?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Gabon.
How did Zimbabwe strike you?
Well, you know, Zimbabwe, nice, man. Zimbabwe, really nice. I mean, you know, it's like a paradise, you know, in our place, you know, when you go in and see it. Beautiful.
How did the people react to you?
people's great. Yeah. People good. You know, them places when you go and you see how the people and how the land set up, you see people living. You see a man having a mouse on a nice piece. And then the whole thing about it, the climate, you can go out all the while. You know what I mean? The climate nice outside.
Yeah.
If you want to look upon a few lions and things, you can walk and go. And if you want to see some things that man never make, but it look like somebody make it, as all Zimbabwe too. Because I go in a place and I see some stone farm, where I know it's not the man make it, but the wheat farm, you know, is higher than something.
It's really been a pleasant and informative experience talking to you, Brother Marley.
Nice.
I thank you for your time.
I agree.
Wish you well.
Discipleship Radio.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le Asaf, 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 Asaf. Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord.
Diber vayikra aret,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Going down thereof, going down thereof, going down.
Mimizrach shemesh ad
out of Zion, the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi,
michlal yofi, michlal yofi, michlal yofi.
God hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu,
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 Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me,
And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this.
Ar'ennu beyesha belohim.
Salvation of God.
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 And here, here, here. Here we have Psalm 50, today's daily psalm according to the royal order. It's interesting, the theme and what's spoken of in the psalm as it compares and contrasts right here with this ninth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So here, let's write up a little midrash right here for today's daily psalm right here, here, here. Psalm 50.
Shalom, Chabarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachias Perek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun. Psalm 50, Mizmor Non. Psalm 50, Psalm El. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed, Yisrael, Israel reigned. Here, 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 Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 50. A psalm of Asaph. God, God, the Lord, he hath spoken, and he calls the earth into being. Here, the Aleph verse, the first verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non. Mizmor le'Asaph, El, Elohim, Yahuwah, Diber. Vayikra aret El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra aret. The heretics ask Rav Simlai, what is meant by the words God, God the Lord, he have spoken? What is meant by the words El Elohim Yahuwah Diber? Rav Simlai answered, Scripture does not say here, quote, they have spoken, end quote, or, quote, they call, end quote, but he hath spoken and he called. Scripture does not say they have spoken or they call, but he hath spoken, Diber, and he called, Vayikra. And here, here, here is a Midrash note here to Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, to Psalm 50. Here, the occurrence of the three names for God, for Ha'el, for Elohim. Here, the occurrence of three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. When the heretics ask Rav Simlai concerning what is meant by the words God, God the Lord, what is meant by the words El, Elohim, Yahuwah, God, God, Jehovah, he hath spoken, El Elohim Yahuwah Diber. So the occurrence of the three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. Here the heretics, the Mini, they were evidently certain kinds of so-called Christians who were arguing in favor of the doctrine of the Trinity. Later, his disciples, his Talmudim, Dek Amezamoritu, said to Rav Simlai, Ribon, Master, thou that I has put them off with a broken reed of an answer. But what answer wilt thou, wilt the I give us, give I and I? he said to them, his three names are one. As a man may say, artisan, builder, and architect. And why does scripture here mention three times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did scripture here mention three times the name of the Holy One, blessed be He? To teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created His universe by three names that stand for the three goodly attributes of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. By these the world was created, as is said even in the Mashal Mishlei Shlomo in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 to 20, where it reads, "The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, He established the heavens. By His knowledge, the depths were broken up. Yahuwah b'chakma yasad aret, konen shamayim abia tevunna. Bida itoa te homota niva ka'u, ua shechakima yira efu al. Jehovah, by wisdom, founded the earth. Yahuwah b'chakma yasad aret. By understanding, He established the heavens. Konein shamayim b'tevun. By His knowledge, the depths were broken up. Bidaito tihomota nivaka'u. And the skies dropped down the dew. U shechakima yirefu al. The tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and Hamishkan, and the tabernacle. The tent of meeting and the tabernacle were also built to stand for these three attributes. As Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as Elohim said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 31 and 3, I have filled him, Betzalel, with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. Vaymale oto ruacha Elohim bechakma uavitavunna uave daata uave kola melacha. And I have filled him with the spirit of God. Vaymale oto ruach Elohim in wisdom bechakma and in understanding ua bitabunna, and in knowledge, ua bitda'at, and in all manner of workmanship, ua bikola malaka. So too, the name of Elohim, the name of the true good, the true God, is repeated three times in the verse, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 24, where it reads, "For the Lord thy God is a devouring fire, a jealous, a zealous God. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Eish Okla Hu El Kana. For Jehovah thy Elohim, true good, true God. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Eish Okla. A devouring fire, a fire that eats. Eish okla hu. He is a devouring fire. El kana. And El, true good, true God, zealous. A zealous El. Or in translation, a jealous. Hebraically, El kana. A zealous El. True good, true God, source, power, almighty. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Eish Oklahu El Kana. And again, in the verse from Yehoshua, from Joshua 22 and 22. The children of Gad, the children of God, said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, he knoweth. Hear, hear, hear in Yehoshua, in Joshua 22, verse 22. The children of Gad said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, he knoweth. Uvne Gad, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, hu yode'ah. And the children of Gad, of God, and children of Gad said, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, hu yode'ah. Lamazin, why does the phrase God, God, the Lord, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Jehovah, why does the phrase occur twice here, as we have in Yehoshua, Joshua 22, verse 22, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, hu yode'ah. Once, to stand for the three attributes by which the world was created, and once again to stand for the three attributes whereby the Torah, HaTorah, whereby the Torah, the directions, instructions, was given. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 9, for I am the Lord thy God, a zealous, a jealous God. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana, for I, he who be, we be thy Elohim, am a zealous El. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana. Hence, here, here, here it is said, God, God the Lord hath spoken and called the earth into being. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non, Mizmor Nun, the Aleph, the first verse. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aret. Ani Chozer. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aret. El Elohim Yahuwah Jehovah Diber hath spoken. He hath spoken. Diber Vayikra Aret, and called the earth into being. You might think that the earth was called into being separately and the heaven separately, but no. The two were called into being together, together, together. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 48 and 13, where it reads, yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. When I call them into being, they stand up together. They stand up together, together. Here, 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 Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 48 and 13. Afyadi yasada eretza vimini yadipacha shamayim korei ani Elehem Ya'amdu Yachdav. Hear, 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 yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth. Af Yadi Yasta Eretz, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. We mean Nia Tipacha Shamayim, when I call to them. Korei Ani Elehem, they stand up together. Ya'amdu Yachdau,
af yadi yasta eretza. We mean ni tipacha shemaini. Korea ni elehem yamdu yachdau. God, the Lord, called the earth into being. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Hear. The Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Nun. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Retza Mia Mizrach Shemesh Adamevo. When a mortal forms a figure, he either begins with his head and finishes with his foot, or begins with his foot and finishes with its head. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He. When Elohim, the true God, formed man, He formed him all at once. As Scripture says in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 10 and 16, He is one who forms all at once. He is the former of all things. He is one who forms all at once. Hear, Yirmiyahu. Ki yotzer hakol hu. Therefore, hence here, it is said, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Mi mizrach shemesh Adam Ebo, from the rising of the sun, Mimi Zarach Shemesh Adam Ebo, to the going down thereof. A little note here, Hebraically speaking, Adam Ebo, to its going forward, to its going. Adam Ebo does not mean literally Hebraically going down, but rather to the going, to its going forward, to its going, literally to its going. Mimi Zaracha Shemesh Adam Evo, to its going forth. Admibo. And whence and where did Ha'el, the true good, true God, did Elohim call the world into being? Mizion, out of Zion. For the verse, here in today's daily psalm, the Beit verse, the second verse that reads, out of Zion, the perfecting of beauty. Mizion, Miklala Yofi, out of Zion, Mizion. Mikalala Yofi, out of Zion, the perfecting of beauty. Mitzion, Mikalala Yofi. This refers to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. Mikalal Yofi, referring to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. What is meant at the end of the verse by shine forth, Hebraically by hofiah. What is meant by the end of the verse, shine forth? It means that Elohim gave light, gave illumination, for God shined forth. Elohim hofiah clearly means His gift of light, His gift of illumination. As is said even in Eob, in Job 37:15, where it reads, God caused the light of His cloud to shine forth. Heteda besum Eloha Elehem Vihofia or Enano. The fuller verse, dost thou know when Eloha, when God disposed them, and cause the light of his cloud to shine, and cause the light of his cloud to shine. Hiteda'a bisum Eloha Elehem Wehofia or Enan Minnaim. When, where the proof that this mizmor speaks of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, calling the world into being? Because the word perfecting, Miklal, perfecting is used in the mizmor. And it is said in the chapter on creation, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, the heaven and the earth were perfected, and all the hosts of them. V'kulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol tzva'am, and the heaven and the earth were finished. Vaykulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol tzva'am, and the heaven and the earth were finished, were perfected, were finished, and all the hosts of them. Vayakulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol tzva'am. And when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim destroys the world, he will begin with Zion. He will begin with Zion. As is said even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah 9 and 10, where it reads, I will make Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, heaps. V'natati etta Yerushalayim, and I will make Jerusalem heaps. V'natati etta Yerushalayim. And therefore, furthermore, in Yirmiyahu, even Jeremiah 4:27 reads, the whole earth shall be desolate. Shemama tehiyeh kol haaretz, the whole earth, the whole land shall be desolate. Shemama tehiyeh kol haaretz. And in Micah 7:13, it reads, the earth shall be desolate for them that dwell therein. V'hayta ha'aretz lishmama ala yoshveha, and the land shall be desolate for them that dwell therein, that dwell in ha. V'hayta ha'aretz lishmama Mama Allah Yoshbeha. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, renews His world, He will renew it Mitzion, out of Zion, Mitzion, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 2 and 2, where it reads, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the first of the mountains. V'hayta b'achrita ha'yamin nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah b'rosh heharim, and it shall come to pass. V'haya, v'haya, and it shall come to pass. V'haya b'achrita hayamin, and it shall come to pass in the end of days. V'achrita hayamin nachona yiyeh har beit Yahuwah, that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. Nachona yiyeh har beit Yahuwah, B'rosh heharim, as the top the Rosh, be Rosh, in the Rosh, the head, be Rosh, Heharim, in the top, as the top, as the first of the mountains, be Rosh, Heharim. I do not reprove thee, D.I., for thy sacrifices. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Psalm 50, here at the Chet, at the 8th verse. Lo, Allah zivacheka, o chicheka, I will not reprove thee, I, for thy sacrifices. Rav Nachman taught in the name of Rav Rekayu, the Rekaya, if a man intends to do a righteous act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, writes it down before him as if already done. For the verse goes on to say, thine upsoaring thoughts are continually before me, before I, v'oloteka l'negdi tamid, thine upsoaring thoughts, v'oloteka, are continually before me, before I, l'negdi tamid, or in the other translation of this, and thy burnt offerings are continually before me, with oloteka l'negdi tamid. Midrash, here, Midrash, no, Leviticus Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah 7:3, literally olot, this means things that come up, things which come up, things which go up, things which ascend, olot. So here we have we'oloteka, which most translators translate as burnt offerings, but also Hebraically, thine upsoaring thoughts, thy ascending thoughts, we'oloteka l'negdi tami, are continually, itinually before me. And here, 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 2 to verse 4a, it reads, and Shlomo and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of meal and 100 sheep, for he had dominion over all the region. First things first, a difference in the numbering between the Hebrew Masoretic and the KJV. Here we find this picking up on this reference that Hebraically may be 1 Kings chapter 5 verses 2 to 4a. We find this actually in 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 22, where it reads, and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of meal. Vayehi lechem Shlomo liyom echada shiloshim akora soleta vishishim akora kamach u'ameyatz on, and 100 sheep. Umeah on ki hua rode bi kola ever, and he had dominion over all the region. Rav Yehuda Judah said, Shlomo, Solomon had 1,000 wives, and all of them prepared banquets. Every Isha, every Eshet, every wife, every day, for each hope that Shlomo, Solomon would dine with her. Solomon had, according to this scripture right here, beside harts and gazelles and roebucks. Levada me'ayela uatsavi ve'yachemur. Now, wilt thou fetch up a ola, a burnt offering for me, for I, who have dominion over so much more than Shlomo, than Solomon? Hence, hear, even today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50. I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices. Lo, Allah ze ba cheka, o ki cheka. I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, since they are already mine. But for what do I reprove thee? For what do I reprove thee, I? Hear, according to the daily psalm, here at the 19th verse, Psalm 50, verse 19. For that thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Pika shalachta v'ra'a u'alishonka tatsmida mirma. Thou hast let loose thy mouth, pika shalachta, for evil, v'ra'a, and thy tongue, ulishonka, frameth deceit, tatsmid mirma. When thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit, pika shalachta bi'ra'a ulishonka tatsmida mirma. When Rav Jose ben Chalafta was a boy and used to play with other boys, a man saw him and said to him, quote, thy father Avika should be told that instead of studying thy lessons, thou playest with the boys. Rav Jose answered, as thou livest, what is it to thee? What is it to the eye? If thou tellest Avi, my father, he will strike me. He will strike I. Thus, like this, thou will accustom thy tongue to the speaking of slander. Hence, hear. When thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit, thou, the eye, wilt slander thine own mother's son. Tika shalachta v'ra'a ulishonka tatsid mirma. Bitvena imka titena dofi. Thou the I slanderest thine own mother's son. Bitvena imka titena dofi. He who offereth thanks, young for eyes is thanks, glorifieth me. Hear. Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non. Psalm 50, here at the 23rd verse. He who offereth thanks glorifieth I. Zobeach toda yikavdani. Whoso offereth the sacrifice of thanksgiving honoreth me, honoreth I. Zobeach toda yikabadani honorous Ani, honorous I. A thanksgiving, a Torah is nearer to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to Elohim, than all other offerings. For these are brought only because of transgressions. A thank offering, a Torah, is dearer to Elohim than all other offerings. Why? For these, the other offerings, are brought only because of transgressions. Thus, therefore, in Eob, in Job, you find it said, even in Job 1 and 5, Job offered burnt offerings for Eob, for Job said, quote, it may be that my sons have sinned. It may be that my sons have upped up. Vayahia kiya hika hikifua yemeya ha miya shite. Vayahishlacha iyo. Vayag adishem. Vayahishakima babokara. Vayahe aila. Olota misapara kulam. Kiamara iyo. Ulaya. Katoua vanaya. Ua vera, ua vera, vera koa Elohim, via levavama kaka, ya isse iova kola hayamin. Hear, Job 1 and 5, the fuller verse, and it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Eob, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned, have upped up, and cursed Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their hearts. Thus, like this did Eob, did Job continually, itinually. Wayahi ki hikifua yemeyaha miyashite way ishlacha yoba wayakadishem wi hishakima babokara wi he aila olot misapar kulam kiamario ulaya chatoua vanai. O verachu Elohim bi'el babam kakoh ya'iseyov kol hayamim. But the thank offering, the Torah is brought freely. The thank offering, the offering of thanks and praises, young for Isis, the thank offering is brought freely. Thus, like this scripture says, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel 15:22, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Hine Shemoa Mizavach Tov. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Hine Shemoa Miyazabach Tob. And also, in the words of Psalm 40 and 7, Hebraically, where it reads, sacrifice and offering thou the eye didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Sacrifice and offering thou, the eye, didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Zevach uminka lo chafatta sacrifice and meal offering. Zebach, u mincha, sacrifice and the mincha, mincha, the meal offering. Zebach, u mincha, lo chafatta. Azanayim, karitali, mine ears hast thou opened. Aznaim, karitali. Literally, Hebraically, mine ears hast thou pierced, hast thou dug out. Mine ears thou hast pierced, hast dug out. Aznaim, karitali. Mine ears I has pierced, has dug out so that they are not stopped up, and I and I is able to hear the declaration of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Elohim's will, that superior to sacrifice is Shomea, is obedience, is hearing and obeying to his moral law, to HaTorah, his directions, instructions, the teaching of his name. Glorifieth me, glorifieth I, Yechabadani, glorifieth me, glorifieth I, here. In the 23rd verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50, here, verse 23, Yekabadani, glorifieth me, glorifies me in this world as well as in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Here, Midrash note, this comment is explained by the fact that the noon in Yekabadani, glorifieth me is doubled. This comment here is explained by the fact that the noon here in Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, here in the 50th Psalm, the noon, the Hebrew letter noon, is doubled in Yekabadani. It's doubled. So that one noon, it applies to this olam, to this world, and the other noon, the other noon, to the olam haba, to the world to come. To him that prepareth a way, here, same verse, with some derek arein de yesha Elohim, to him that prepareth a way, with some derek to him that prepareth a way, to such as those who light lanterns in dark entrances, I will show the deliverance of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Areinu b'yesha'a Elohim. Areinu b'yesha'a Elohim. I will show the deliverance, the salvation, the Yesha, Areinu b'Yesha Elohim. After deliverance, salvation, deliverance, victory, the Yesha of Yeshua b'Yesha, after deliverance, by a mortal enslavement can still follow. But after deliverance by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no further enslavement. Ani Chozer, again, after deliverance, by a mortal enslavement can still follow. After deliverance by a mortal, enslavement can still follow. But, however, on the other hand, after deliverance, b'yesha'ah, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Holy One, blessed be He, there is no further enslavement. There is no further enslavement. As scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 45 and 17, where it reads, Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting deliverance. Ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Yisraela nosha'a bayahuah tishu'ata olamin lo teroshua velo atia kalmu ada olme ada. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved by Jehovah. Yisrael nosha'a bayahuah, with an everlasting salvation. Tishu'ata olamin. Ye all shall not be ashamed nor confounded. Lo teroshu lo tikalmu, world without end. Ada olme ad. Yisrael nosha'a bayahuah tishu'ata olamim lo teroshu lo tekalmu ada olme
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Psalm 50.
Mizmor nun, mizmor le'asaf, asaf, 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 asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
has spoken.
Diber vayikra aretz,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi.
God hath shined, shined.
Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this. Salvation of God. Salvation of God. Salvation of God. Salvation of God. Salvation of God.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan Inya Gzar Must
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. The nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian. My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Joy by thy light, 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 humble lion, and as a forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I in thy be a testament of the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, and as a forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible. And what me say, read up your Bible. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And what me say,
Say read up your Bible, you can read your scripture. Say each and every day, gonna make a bust a chapter. To the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jaja. In the bottom, let's be gonna make with that to Lucifer. Now listen to the youth, Maxim Badek on the micro center. We say no, no wicked man, then could I ever enter. Say enough in the kingdom, fill me only father. They say enough, I am I where the righteous gather. Now me say, read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Say look in your scripture land and you will see. Gentlemen, there is a land where I and I can be free. Say in a Ethiopia, in a Zion city, with a Addis Ababa, or a Mr. Shashamani. When I tell you about the land, say that was given unto me by his imperial majesty, Emperor Selassie. It's written in the book, it's a Yanai destiny. A new Jerusalem may come to set up the way. A new garden may come to plant up the way. Now listen to the youth man, see my telling everybody this is truth. Roots, the unreality, so me say, read up your Bible, only if you read your scripture. Read up your Bible, only if you read that chapter. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Say read up every word, cause every word is true. Say read up every word and apply the word too. Apply it in your life, say, and you would not get to. King Selassie in your life, and you will never feel too. Jesus Christ in your life, and you will surely get to. Jehovah, the power, the spirit and the word. Now listen to the young man, Simba, with the lyrical verse. Read up your Bible. Not to be done it like your disciple. And when me say, who read up your Bible? Who not to be done it like your disciple. Put it. No matter this and we no wicked, me say neither evil. No need we no corrupt, neither deceitful. We can you know say them the people, them and a church of people. Church of people, say them a smiling people. Me say school-faced people, them and a praise the devil. You know say I and I can man, we are going natural. To King Selassie, I is I and I credential. Church of I and the general. Yes, King Selassie, I say you and the field marshal. And Jarrah and Farah is even a partial. So when we come down, you know, we're telling each and everyone on the better read up your Bible. And not again on the better read up your Bible. And if your life's like a Jaja disciple, if your life's like a Jaja disciple, Jaja.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. Call in.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Barku et Yahweh Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak le'olam wa'ed. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher bahar banu mikol ha'amim. Unatan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Adonai noten ha'torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, Simbat salam. Here about to write off Aliyot here for this ninth sabbatical study, and must just give a kind of, I guess, a FYI. It's like strong content here, you know, strong content here concerning violence in ancient times, rape, sexual temptation. So just a kind of a FYI right here, some strong content here, but we can discern the righteousness of Yahweh even in the ancient times. But about to write up right here for this ninth born. We have the history of Jacob, the patriarch, continuing right here, and we're zooming in on his favorite son, Joseph. One of the thoughts of the Shabuah is that if a person falls prey to temptations, violent sexual temptations, one should immediately confess the ukkari, the sin, renounce it, and seek to start over. One should say to himself that they will begin again, begin anew in Moshiach. I am a new creature, new creation. I will start over right now, cleanse of ukkari, a new creature in Ha'adon Yeshua, to glory of his majesty, who removes Ayanai Ukkari. Even if one might need to do this several times, one must first of all admit, because it says he who covers up his Ukkari will not prosper. So to admit it, so one can face it. It's like alcoholics or certain ones and ones, they have the 12 steps where, you know, you tell someone, you know, like, yo, you need to go do something about this alcohol addiction. And they'll say they don't have a problem. It's only when something happens and they recognize they have a problem can they really begin. So the same principle applies here. according to Yahweh, truth and life. So even if one needs to do this several times because grooves in our heart and mind sometime have been formed by repeated activity, so one needs to continue to undo what has been done. Person should never give up the fight. Though one may stumble, never give up the fight. Yahweh, truth, and life will make sure that one never falls completely, but get to rise again. Yes, I. So just a couple of words right here, as we have this Torah reading and feeding. I'm going to pick up the Torah reading and feeding, the seven aliyot here from Genesis chapter 37, verse 1, beginning off with Joseph, the dreamer, and his dreams, and the envy, and the hatred and hard feelings from his own brothers, and how he was sold by his brethren. Then segue to the Yehuda and Tamar narrative there. Joseph and Potiphar's wife, the dreams of the two prisoners, There's a lot that's packed in right here concerning Joseph. But then moving forward to the prophet's reading, we have the judgment on Yisrael. Interesting, Psalm 50. Psalm 50 is Yisrael, Israel's arraignment song. So we have judgment on Yisrael in Amos chapter 2, verse 6. Amos chapter 3, Yisrael, Israel's guilt, the corporate, collective, and the indivisible dual guilt of the I, as well as the punishment. But then bringing us forward to the Berit Chadasha, the renewed covenant reading, the New Testament reading right here. For this ninth degree of our sabbatical study, we have Matthew chapter 1, first chapter. So here, make I and I ride up and rise up. Here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Yisrael, here for the ninth Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Yeshev, Shabbat Yeshev, Sabbath, and he dwelt. Sabbath, and he dwelt. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 37. The history of Jacob resumed. The history of Yaakov resumed. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 37. Here for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, the first up offering here for this Shabbat, Yeshev Yaakov, Be'aretz'a K'na'an. And Yaakov and Jacob dwelt. Yeshev Yaakov. And Jacob dwelt in the land. Yeshev Yaakov be'eretz. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. Megorei avio. In the land of Canaan. Be'eretz Canaan. Joseph, the beloved of his father. Verse 2. These are the generations of Yaakov, of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought to Abio, his father, their evil report. Now, Israel loved Joseph. Israel loved Yosef more than all his children. because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said to them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. Vayomer Elehem Shimu na hachlom hazeh hasher chalamti. Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. Shimu na hachlom hazeh hasher chalamti. For behold, we, I and I, were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, look, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." Joseph hated and rejected by his brethren. Verse 8. And his brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, over I and I? Or shalt thou, the I indeed, have dominion over us, over I and I?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Vayomru lahu echayo ha-malok ha-maloka timloka aleinu him ma shola timshola banu vayosifu oda shonoto ala chelomotayo wi ala dibarayo. And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, hine, I have dreamed a dream more. Hine, chalamti achilom od. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me, to I. Wehine ha-shemesha we-hayayareach we-achada asar kokavim mishatachewimali. Behold, I have dreamed yet a dream, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bow down to I. Hine chalamti achlom od. Hine hashemesha v'chayareach אחד עשר כוכבים משטח ווים לי. And he told to Avio, his father, and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said to him, What is this dream that thou, the I, hast dreamed.
Dream.
What is this dream? Ma ha chalom hazeh asher chalamta.
Chalamta.
What is this dream?
This dream.
This dream.
This dream.
That the I has dreamed. Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down themselves to thee, the eye,
the
to
eye,
the earth,
the
to
eye,
the earth,
the
to
eye,
the earth,
the
to the ma ha halom haze asher chalamta ha bo na bo ani we imka we acheka le hishata chot leka. And his brethren envied him. But his father, Abiyo, his father observed the saying. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for this Shabbat, Sabbath, and he dwelt, and he sat, and he seated up, and he dwelt here for this ninth Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat strong, here for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second up offering up, the Sheni, the second reading here for this Shabbat Vayeshev. Sabbath, he dwelt here, picking up with Genesis chapter 37, here at verse 12, for the Sheni Aliyah. Vayelkua echayoa lirota oto zona e behem bishkem. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Vayelkua echayoa liraota otos ona bihem.
Bishkem.
And Israel. And Israel said to Joseph, do not thy brethren, thy eidren, feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send the eye to them. And he said to him, And Yisrael said to Yosef, Vayomer Yisrael Yosef, Hallo, Acheka, Ro'im, Bishkem, Lika, Eshal Acheka, Elehem, Vayomer Lahua, Hineni, here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray the eye, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring I word again. So he sent him out of the vale, the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Vayomer lahu, and he said to him, Lekna, go now, Lekna, Re'eya, Eta Shalom Acheka, see whether it is well, whether it is shalom with thy brethren. Leka na re'eya eta shalom acheka with eta shalom hatzon, and well, and whether it is shalom with the flock. With eta shalom hatzon. And bring I back word. Wa he shereini davar. So he sent him out of the vale, out of the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man, Haish, asked him, saying, What seekest thou? Haish lemor wa tisha alehu. And asking him, Haish, the man lemor, saying, Ma tivakesh? What seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Why yomer et achai anoki mi bakesh? I seek my brethren et achai anoki mi bakesh. I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray, where they are feeding the flock. Hagidana li efo heim ra'im. Tell I pray where they feed their flocks. And the man and Haish said, they are departed hence from Haya, for I heard them say, let us make I and I go to Dothan. And Yosef went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Wayomer Haish. And the man said, Wayomer Haish. Naso mizekia sha'ma'itia. Omrim Nelka Do Taina. Let us go to Dothan. I overheard them saying, why are you leka Yosefa Ahara Echayo? Why are ye masaema bi Dothan? And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near to them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Hine Ba'ala Hachilomota Halazeba. Behold, this dreamer cometh. Hine Ba'ala Allah ha chilomota halazeba. Behold, this dreamer comes. Joseph cast into the place of death. Verse 20. Come now, therefore, let us make I and I slay him and cast him into some pit. And we, I and I, will say, some evil beasts have devoured him. And we, I and I, shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard. And Reuben heard. And he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us make I and I not kill him. Make I and I not kill him. Wa yomer lo nakenu Nafesh,
Nafesh, Nafesh.
Make Ainai not take his life. Lord, Nakenu,
Nafesh,
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 Nafesh. And Reuben, and Reuben said to them, shed no blood,
shed no blood.
Cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father, to Avio, to his father again. Vayomer Elehem Reuven Ala Tisha Pekua Dam Hashelikua Otoela Habur Haze Asher Ba Midbar Yada Ala Tisha Lechua Boa. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood. Ala Tisha Peku Dam. Shed no blood. Ala Tisha Peku Dam. Shed no blood. Cast him. Cast him,
cast him
into this pit that is in the wilderness. Hasha likua otoa illa habor hazor
hazor hazor hazor hazor
Bamidbar Asher Bamidbar, that is in the wilderness. But lay no hand upon him. With yad ala tisha lechu bau
bau
bau, that he might deliver him out of their hand, to restore him to Avio, to restore him to his father. Le ma'ana hatzil otoa miya yadam la he shiro il
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema'ah Yisrael, here, give ear for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayeshev, Sabbath, and he dwelt. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 37, here at verse 23, for the Shalishi Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Vayeshev, Sabbath, and he dwelt. Vayehi ka'asher ba Yosef illa echayo. Vayayafa shitua eta Yosef eta kutanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayo. And it came to pass when Joseph was come to his brethren, Vayehi ka'asher ba Yosef illa echayo, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat. Vayafashitua eta Yosefa eta kuatanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayo, his coat of colors that was on him, coat of many colors that was on him. Eta ketoneta ha pasim asher alayo. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to And Yehuda and Judah said to his brethren, "What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood?" And Judah and Yehuda, Vayomer Yehuda il echayo, and Judah said to his brethren, "Ma betzaa ki na na rog et achinu? What profit is it if we slay our brother? We kisinu et adamo, and conceal his blood. Liku, come. Liku, we nima kareinu, come, let us sell him. La isha ma'alim, to the Ishmaelites. We yadenu ala tehiya bo, and make not our hand be upon him. Ki achinu, for he is our brother. Bisareinu hu, our flesh." And his brethren hearkened. And his brethren hearken to him. Vayishmu achayo. And Judah said to his brethren, "What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and make I and I, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and make not I and I hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our flesh. And his brethren were content. Joseph, drawn up from the pit, goes to the Goyim, goes to the Gentiles, goes to the nations. Verse 28, here, Genesis chapter 37. Verse 28, Joseph, drawn up from the pit and goes to the Gentiles and goes to the nations. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of kesef of silver. And they brought Yosef to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, Mitzrayim. And Reuben returned to the pit. And behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes. And he returned to his brethren and said, "The child is not, and I, whither, where shall I go? Why Ashava illa ahayo, why Yomera
ha-yeled, einenu, wa-hani, hana, hani, ba. And he returned to his brethren and said, ha-yeled, einenu, ha-yeled, einenu, the child, ha-yeled, the child, einenu, the child, not. And as for me, as for I, whither, where shall I go? Wa ani, ana, hanipa, hanipa, hanipa. And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat, or coat, no, or coat, no, or coat, no, or coat, no. Why shalchua eta ketoneta hapasim? Why yabiu elabihem? Why yomru zota matzanu? This have we found. Zota matzanu. Hakerna, know now. Hakerna, know now whether it is thy son's coat. Haketoneta binka, he in law. Know now whether it is thy son's coat or not. Hakerna. Ha ketonet binka he im lo, and he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. Ketoneta bini, an evil beast hath devoured him. Haya ra'a kalatehu t'arofa t'orafa yosefa. Joseph is without doubt rent, ripped in pieces, and he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. Wayakiraha wayomer ktoneta bini hayaraa e akalata hu arofa orafa yosefa. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces, and Yaakov and Jacob rent, he ripped his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for Bino, his son, many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave to my son,
to my son,
morning. Ki ered il bni avel sheola, for I will go down. Ki ered, for I will descend. Ki ered il bni, to my son, El Bini, to my son, Avel. Morning,
Avel,
Abel, Avel, to my son, morning, to my son, Avel, Sheol, to Sheol, Sheol, Ki,
Ered El Bini Avel Sheola. For I will go down into Sheol to Bini, my son, mourning Avel. El Bini Avel to my son Avel. To my son, to my son, to my son, to my son, to my son. Thus, like this, his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, to Potiphar, an officer of Paro, of Pharaoh, and captain of the guard. Said, for I will go down into the grave to my son. To my son. Morning. Ki ered il bni avel sheola. For I will go down. Ki ered. For I will descend. Ki ered il bini to my son el bini to my son Avel. Morning Avel to my son morning to my son Avel. Sheol. To Sheol, Sheola, Ki, Ered, Il Bini, Avel, Sheola. For I will go down into Sheol, to Bini, my son, mourning, Avel, Il Bini, Avel, to my son, Avel. To my son. Thus,
I'm behind you, try to live.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. In the land of Canaan, 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 in the land of Canaan. Chapter 37. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the saying. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flock. And the man said, They are departed hence, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren, and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast hath devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, Let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned unto his brethren, and said, The child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and said, It is my son's coat. And an evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, For I will go down into the grave unto my son, mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Chapter 38. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua, and he took her and went in unto her, and she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kizib when she bare him. And Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, Go in unto thy brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass, when he went in unto his brother's wife, that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow at thy father's house, till Shelah my son be grown. For he said, Lest peradventure he die also as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted, and went up unto his sheep shearers to Timnah, he and his friend Hira the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnah to shear his sheep. And she put her widow's garments off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place which is by the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way, and said, Go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, Wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, What pledge shall I give thee? And she said, Thy signet, and thy bracelets, and thy staff that is in thine hand. And he gave it her, and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. And she arose, and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, There was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, Let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. And it came to pass, about 3 months after, that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, hath played the harlot, and also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, Bring her forth, and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, By the man whose these are, am I with child. And she said, Discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet, and bracelets, and staff. And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, This came out first. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out, and she said, How hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Phares. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah.
Here for this sabbatical study here, moving forward to the Sunday first day service. Join I and I on the air and the Irish for fulfillment on this ninth sabbatical study. Why Yesheb? Here for this
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
beautifully good first day. Ehud, Melkam Ehud, Yom Ha Rishon Tov. First day service coming forward, Sunday service with fulfillment here of this ninth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And here, look at Ray Matum, that tune right there from Genesis 38. Yeah, Judah and Tamar.
Makes you all you wanna be, doing beyond as of right with a peaceful heart and free. I life makes us English titles, depending on thee. And still I know we can live together and do away with the hate so justly. Even though them big and bold, I drop them under pants foul. Seem as if they never know, though they play a gangster role. So let us save them soul, and not so them we grow. Even though them big and bold, I drop them under pants foul. Seem as if they never know, though they play a gangster role. Save them soul, and not so them we grow. Oh! Cleanliness of my heart, endure my days. Protect I from thoughts throughout all my ways. Without the sustainer of life, I would solely fade. From the very day, give it life. Me not stop praise, they not thankful. Their heart get caught with the fine. Many search for the riches. What is it they gain? Nothing but frustration and be a prime. Figuring they could go on alone. Fire on flames, they're not quite satisfied with their time. Though them big and bold, almighty have them on under control. Seem as if they never know, though they play a gangster role. Still I see save them soul, and not so them we grow. Even though them big and bold, I drop them under control. Seem as if they never know, though they play a gangster role. Save them soul, and not so them we grow. Hey, the sincere goodness of your heart make us one. Hey,
bless me, mighty Jaja, bless me so that they can curse me. Bless me, mighty Jaja, bless me, yeah. Bless me, mighty Jaja, bless me so that they can curse me. Bless me, mighty Jaja, bless me.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 calling. 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling, 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 to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay, 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 on the replay.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And here, forward, 21st century, here. First day service, Sunday service coming forward. Faith, courage, and the just cause. Yes, I tune in. Shalom, Chavarim, Malcolm.